It's the afternoon of Saturday the 19th now, and I'm just trying to edit down my recording from earlier on, my stereo recording. It takes forever doing it. I think the learning curve for Audacity must be absolutely vast, because I never seem to get any quicker at using the thing. But anyway, I'm feeling a bit peckish, and I thought I would raid my graze box, I have the final thing in today's graze box. In fact, my new graze box hasn't arrived, so it must be stuck in the snow somewhere. But the final thing in last week's graze box was the popcorn, which has already been booed by somebody else. It was booed by and can I remember his name? Andrew. I can't remember his surname. Anyway, it has already been booed, but just to prove that he isn't the only person getting graze boxes, I thought I would boo my popcorn thing too. Just need to move a bit of stuff off the side here to make room to open the microwave door. I've had this one once before. I thought it must have been like a Christmas special or something, because I got it just before Christmas, but it seems that that it's not, that people get it at other times. So I'm going to... actually, I probably didn't want to put it in a bowl there. Hang on. What I need to do... A plate to begin with. Completely lost my train of thought there. So it must just be a new line or something. It wasn't the most thrilling thing on earth last time I had it, but, you know, never mind. I might have everything in life. But it might fill a hole. So it comes... I'm afraid I haven't actually listened to Andrew's boo yet. I keep meaning to, and I haven't got around to it, so I don't know how much he said about this. But anybody who gets a Graze box will know how big the little plastic carton things are. And the popcorn comes in a packet, which when folded up is exactly the same size. And what one is meant to do is place this thing on a plate. Or at least I believe that you're meant to. I don't think you're meant to take it out of the packet first. You put it on the plate, it goes into the microwave, and then... The important thing is, when cooking it, is that you're not meant to overcook it. So you're meant to stick it on. High power, 1 minute. And in a moment it will start making lots of sizzly noises. And when those sizzly noises have stopped sizzling, well, when they've gone down to, I think they said one sizzle per 2 seconds or something like that, that's the point we stop microwaving. And magically, in that time, that small 2-inch by 5-inch package, which was completely flat, will have turned into a big bag of popcorn. I can't hear any sizzling yet. Take one earphone out just in case I miss it. Oh, here we go, the sizzling is about to start. Let's put it on for another
minute. High power, 4 minutes.
No.
High power.
No.
Cancel.
That's what we want.
High power, 1 minute.
We slowed down the cooking there. Let's make sure it goes on.
1 minute, 49 seconds.
Keeps going. There we go. And this popcorn is just salt and pepper flavoured, which, as I say, wasn't the most thrilling I ever had. Because I'm not a huge fan of popcorn. But I thought maybe they might have done a chilli one or something like that, which might have been a bit more interesting. Well, we now have fireworks by the sound of it going off inside the microwave. Smell the popcorn, actually. How much time we've got left?
33 seconds remaining.
Stupid thing with this microwave is that it stops cooking in order to tell me the time. Right, that slowed down. Stop there. Good. Now, last time I did this, the plate was about as hot as the inside of a nuclear reactor was, hot as I would imagine the inside of a nuclear reactor to be, so I'm definitely using oven gloves to take this out. And let's see, the result is... Yes, miraculously, we now have a packet, a filled-out packet of, well, presumably popcorn. A very hot packet of popcorn there. I don't know if I'm meant to leave it now or to eat it, but to be honest, I'm hungry, so I think I might put it in a pot and eat it. So I'm going to open this thing, prepare for lots of steam to rush out, I think. Not too bad. Okay, and I'm going to pour it into a bowl that I have here. Pasta bowl. There we go, and it pretty well fills the bowl. And, it's got the feel and the sound of those little polystyrene things that you get when you order things in the post. Funny, isn't it? Doesn't taste dissimilar either. Why exactly do people eat popcorn? Beyond me. So sorry for copying you, Andrew, whoever you are. But I have. You were the first, though. Have the satisfaction of being the first. I'll snap a picture of my bowl of salt and pepper popcorn to go with this boo. As popcorn goes, it's perfectly fine. The problem is it's popcorn, which is inherently unexciting. Anyway, there we go.